offer you a little quiz, and that is, how many of you were Girl Scouts here in the room? How many Girl Scouts are there? Okay, and how many Boy Scouts are there who are in the room? Okay, so you guys are going to have to answer this. We're going to have a little quiz here, so we're going to figure this out. I was not a Boy Scout. I wasn't a Girl Scout either. I wasn't either one of those. But, so I had to look this up. I looked this up. But here, if you can run the slides, David. So here's where we're going with this. If it comes up. There it is. The Girl Scout promise. Okay, which Girl Scout is going to start us off in that one? There it is. Oh, don't give them the answer too quickly, David. We want to see if they got the answer. So this is the girl. Go ahead. That's right. You can show it now. Girl Scout promise is, on my honor, I will try to serve God in my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law. Now, what's the Girl Scout law? Don't show them yet, David. Okay, we'll show that the Girl Scout law, because you will remember it as we begin to describe it. So the next slide should come up with the Girl Scout law. Oh, that's the Boy Scout promise. Okay, go one more, David. I think the next one is the next one. Oh, we're giving him the answers already. Okay, here we go. There's the Girl Scout law. There's the Girl Scout law. I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I do, for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, make the world a better place for, and be a sister to every Girl Scout. Do you guys know that? Yes. You guys knew that? They train you on that? All right, good job. Okay, we'll go back, David, to the other ones, and that is to go back to the Boy Scout promise and the Boy Scout law. And so these are words that many scouts have learned over the years and have said over and over again. It's on my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and to my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, and keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Next slide. This is the Boy Scout law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, and thrifty. As I was reading both of those, the thing that occurred to me was the word duty. It comes up in the Boy Scout promise, and yet it kept coming to me as I was listening to the words of both of those, because they talked about duty. And I thought to myself, how interesting it is that duty has somehow become less honorable these days. I was talking to a church member, and you know, it's funny how these things happen in such a weird, serendipitous way. I was talking to a church member yesterday who hadn't been to church for a while, and I said, I haven't seen you for a while. And he said, oh yeah, we've been, you know, on vacation, said a few things, and he said, and I was asking about him coming to church, and he said, well, you do want me to come to church not out of duty, don't you? And I thought to myself, what an interesting thing that was, that it's better if you come to church because you wanted to come to church, but not as honorable to come to church if you felt an obligation to come to church, or felt that somehow you had a responsibility to come to church, or somehow that you had a debt to pay, and that was a part of this, about why you would come to church. And I thought to myself, it's interesting, this word duty is not one that we use in the same way that I think it was held in such high esteem in the past. And so go ahead, David, you could just run the slide. So I looked up the word duty and some of the things that came up, owing a due or a debt or an obligation or responsibility, activity without self-interest, having what is a heart motive for doing things that we do in this life, and an active feeling for doing something. And where that comes is this place of duty. And I wondered if we have to find a way to recover what it means to live with duty. And I'm wondering if that's where the scouts can be so very helpful for us as we think about it as people. Because the reality is that we think of ourselves as living in a time where we live with freedom and a sense of self-determination. I get to do the things that I want to do. And if we think of duty, the circles in which that duty happens tends to be places where we are related or connected. It's my family or my friends or my church. But that sense of duty that goes beyond that, I think in lots of ways we have to find a way to recover that. When we saw Hurricane Harvey and all of the ways that that was causing such deep tragedy, we saw people who brought their boats out and came to help other people. You know, we certainly were thankful for the first responders, the firemen and the policemen who came out to do it. And yet, because that was their job, we did not think of it quite as highly as we did those people who were just lay people who said, I got to get my boat and I got to go and help. And people were lining up their boats to help people get out of flooded houses. And when we look at that, that's an understanding of this idea of duty. that something moved inside of these people that said, I have a responsibility. I have a duty to help another person who's in deep need. And I wonder if that could be a word that we could recover and find a way to allow it to be a part of who we are. As Christians, the idea of duty is something that is embedded in Scripture, because Scripture is always about an understanding of a higher value that calls us sometimes beyond ourselves. And that really is what Scouting is seeking to do for the girls and boys who participate in it, is to help to form character, to teach them integrity, but yes, to teach them about duty. And that is what the church is trying to do as well, to try to teach this sense that we are called beyond ourselves and our own small worlds, to sometimes see that we're called beyond that and know that that duty that we have, that responsibility we have for others, is so very important. And I think the challenge for us is to see how those circles will widen out and we can find a new way to live into that duty and to somehow make duty honorable once more. And to know that it is okay for us to do things out of obligation, to do things because we feel we have a debt to pay, to do things because we feel we owe it to another person. And know that that is, and it's honorable, as if we just say, I might like to do something myself. And feel that sense that somehow we are called beyond that. And so the scripture reading this morning is an interesting alignment. I chose the scripture reading because it's an interesting alignment to the scouting promises and law that we've been reading. So go ahead and go forward, David, to this one. This is the scripture reading that Justine read. In the very same way that you think of those qualities of scouting, look at the qualities that are a part of Colossians 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. Next slide. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. That those are calling us beyond. And it is calling us to duty. In the Christian church, that duty is to love. That love is the heart of everything that we are about. And we find ways to live that out in our world, being reminded always that we are called to be connected to others and to allow that sense of duty to allow you to serve and build relationships with others in community. And so the question for us is, when we think about duty, where does that duty lie? Where are our responsibilities? What is it that we owe a debt to, and how will we live that out? We think of that in the context of our families. We think about it in our church. We think about it in our friend circles. But the question, I think, for us also is, what is our duty when the storms of life are raging for another person and they are up to their neck in water, either literally or figuratively? Where is our duty then? When someone is struggling in their lives to try to find a way as they get past the things that are binding them, where is our duty in that? When we see people who are living without food, who are homeless and on the streets, where is our duty then? When we see our LGBTQ brothers and sisters who are feeling outcast, not just from the church, but from the community, the question is, where is our duty and our responsibility then? When we see immigrant communities all around us that are struggling because they live in great fear every single day of their lives, wondering if this might be their last day in what they have called their home, the question is, where is our duty and what is our responsibility? We are challenged by that because we realize that each time we talk about it in this way, we keep widening the circle, and it keeps challenging us to think about who we are called to be in love. And when we can be those very things, I believe that we will find that the place that we find ourselves is constantly seeing places that we can live out this call to duty and to honor and to responsibility in this world. Our scouts are reminding us of that in an implicit way as they continue to grow and learn as scouts. They teach one another about duty and honor and integrity. And we are reminded as well that that is the church's goal for us also, that we might find a way to live into that also. My prayer is for all of us that we would be able to find just that. This morning, Reverend Dion mentioned that there are some folks here from a voting community voting project who are signing folks up to register to vote. And we told them that we had done that here several times before, and that we'd had, sometimes it was a small number of folks who registered to vote, and many of our folks are already registered to vote. And then they responded to us and said, any number that we can help to register is a good thing. So 1, 2, 5, 10, however many we can register, that is a good thing. And it reminds us of that very same thing, that thinking about voting as a part of our duty, as people who